Well, Lydia, how excited are you to be, well, the leading British contender at your local event?
I don't need to say that too loudly. That's fine. I don't want to think about it. Super. Great. I don't know what to say. Great.
So talk me through then the cross country that obviously must have been, from your point of view, one of the runs of your career.
Yeah, so she's amazing. I walked, like I said, I went to Le Moulin in June, and I remember walking the course here on Wednesday afternoon thinking, right, we can do this. If we can't do this, then there's something wrong. So making sure just going out and doing the job, riding forward, getting her between the flags and just enjoying the ride. And we did. It was great.
What, are you surprised? Or, I mean, why did it seem to click then today in such a good fashion?
This has been building for quite a long time. Like, we've been at 3-star together now for quite a long time. And it's sort of just learning. I'm learning everything on her. And it's throughout the year we've been getting better and better and better. And like I said, we didn't have a happy run at Le Moulin. That's why the decision was to come and have a really good run here. And so far, so good. Like, the cross country was great. She was gave me a really, really good ride.
Conditions weren't easy. I mean, it's been raining all morning. Presumably love the ground.
Raining? Did I notice the rain? I don't know. It just made it a little bit slippy. There was 1 minute that's actually only got one jump in it, so ideally it'd be quite a quick minute. But the ground's all in the camber, so it did go quite steady then. But on the whole, the ground team here have done such an amazing job. Most of the rain just drained straight away, and it was a little bit greasy in places, but it was, on the whole, really, really good. Don't notice the rain when you're going around. It's fine.
And this is your local event as well. So
it's 45 minutes away. Perfect. Lovely.
But, I mean, for you to be going so well, how much of a thrill is it for you with your horse to be doing as well as you are in such a competitive field?
So exciting. It's like, yes, we can do it. Like I said, it's been building, and the mare doesn't owe me anything. I don't really know what to say. Like, I finished cross country. I've only just looked at the scores and realised she's still in third. To be up there with these guys and people like Bettina and everyone, it's like, really exciting.
How nervous are you going to be on show jumping day then?
Like I said earlier, it's just another round. I won't do anything any differently to how I do at home or to how I warm up for any other competition for jumping. It's one round. As long as I don't, you know, stuff it up for her and ride her properly, she'll try her heart out for me. She is a good jumper. We've had silly rails this year, which shouldn't have necessarily happened, but it's always, I know why they've happened. So if I can just get my head in the zone and just ride it and just forget everything else, it'll be fine.
And then it'll be a badminton qualification. Or are you thinking better than that and winning this?
I came here to get a badminton qualification. Anything else is a bonus.
You might win it.
I might win it. But I don't know. Tomorrow's another day. I can't think that far ahead.
Well,
I can think that far ahead once I've jumped the last show jump. That's fine. But until then, no.